Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:20. Taxpayers paid 93 million rand. That's to upgrade ministers' kitchens, install generators, and even kill cockroaches. About 1.4 million rand to upgrade a kitchen. That must be quite the kitchen. 240,000 rand to get rid of cockroaches. Must be quite the cockroaches. 54,000 rand to replace a curtain rail, and 50 million rand to make sure that ministers and their deputies' generators are working. These transactions form part of approximately 93 million rand the Public Works and Infrastructure Department spent in from 2019 until last year to maintain the official residence of ministers. That's ministers, their deputies and director generals, as well as to pay for their municipal services. South Africans are battered. We are battered and we are bruised. And the worst part about it is I'm not even sure how long this story will stay in the headlines. Dr. Leon Schreiber, he is the Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister for Public Service and Administration. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well and it's great to be with you.
So we are. We're battered and we are bruised by all of this that just keeps coming our way. How do we deal with it? Do we pick certain ones to be outraged about and to follow? Do we deal with them all? What's your approach?
Yes, I think it can be really exhausting to keep being battered by these stories, as you say. But I think it's still important for us to continue to fight for accountability. Because what we see in these latest revelations, and I must say that these expenses are all ultimately as a result of something called the Ministerial Handbook, which is a document used by the President to okay these kind of benefits and luxuries. But what we see in these latest revelations is not only obscene expenses like the kitchens and the fumigation of cockroaches at almost a quarter of a million rand, but also clear signs of tender corruption, because any rational person would know that spending 53,000 rand for a curtain rail or 19,000 rand to replace light bulbs, as happened at one residence, is simply not possible. So we are seeing that people are now using, officials are now using the benefits that ministers are getting from their houses to even inflate tenders and probably take some kickbacks in the process as well.
How do they ever root this out? Because it's obviously become, it's almost endemic now. It's become part of the system. You want to work within this ANC infrastructure. It seems as though this type of kickbacks, inflated pricing, corruption is absolutely simply part of it. And there just doesn't seem to be any intention to stop it.
Yes, it reminds a bit of André the Ruyter, who said that there was a minister who said that you must allow some people to eat. It does feel a bit like that. But, of course, we must continue to demand accountability. So the DA is filing a complaint with the public protector over this. We want the officials that allowed this kind of corruption to take place to be held accountable. We want the public protector to see if there are ministers involved in this, because, of course, these are the homes of ministers, and if they can't even keep corruption out there, then how are they going to keep it out in the rest of government? We've also submitted a private members bill to Parliament that will dramatically reduce the spending that takes place through the ministerial handbook. So these are all initiatives that we are putting on the table and fighting for. But ultimately, of course, the answer in a democracy like ours is that there's an election coming up next year, and we need to use our votes to make sure that the people are insulting and abusing our taxes in this way are held accountable ultimately by voting for change.
My concern is that there's almost a tacit acceptance of this. It's become so much part of daily life in South Africa that I wonder if, I mean, those of us that aren't going to be voting ANC aren't going to be voting ANC anyway. What, I mean, does the rest of, do the rest of the public look at this and say, well, this is actually unacceptable, that 93 million rand could be used for something different? Are we actually, is this in being integrated, or is there so much that it just simply washes over us?
I think there are a lot of people who look at this kind of obscene spending if you think about something like the generators, and they are asking themselves the question, the very same ministers who caused the load shedding.
Well, that's exactly right.
Place.
That's what I can't get over.
Yes. And are now actually using money from taxpayers who don't have electricity to buy themselves generators and refill it with diesel and service generators. I mean, again, in one case, over 450,000 rand was spent on installing a generator at one house. So South Africans are looking at this and they're asking themselves, why are the people who caused load shedding being rewarded in this way?
Absolutely.
And I think that there are, in fact, a lot of South Africans who have reached the point of absolute realization that it cannot go on like this. And that is why it is important that parties like the DA are offering them a clear alternative. And we have made it absolutely crystal clear that when we come to government, this kind of wastage is coming to an end. We must look at selling all of these ministerial properties. They are worth collectively 1 billion rand. We can use that money to help rebuild the economy and battle things like the cost of food crisis. And rather just have a simple rental subsidy if a minister needs to travel. But our country really cannot afford this kind of thing anymore. And I do think there are many voters who are looking at the situation and agreeing with the way forward.
Do you think there's any, I mean, if we look at this, it does go back a couple of years, to be fair. Is there, are you seeing an attempt from within the ANC to try and stem this flow of corrupt money?
You're right that it is. This is not a new practice necessarily, but I must be frank with you that I am seeing no such evidence. Over the last 2 years, as I said, I have been asking questions and really campaigning against the ministerial handbook and trying to understand how much it actually costs people of South Africa. And I can tell you frankly that whenever the ministers are confronted by these facts, just last Tuesday in Parliament, I raised exactly this issue of the ministerial handbook, and the Minister of Public Service responded by calling this an irrelevant matter that had been raised.
Wow.
So I just do not see political will to deal with it. We've seen the Minister of Public Works saying that he will now investigate these inflated expenses, but at the same time, before he's even started the investigation, he's trying to say that there are no politicians involved. You cannot say that before an investigation because we have repeatedly seen how politicians abuse their office to take part in schemes like this, tender corruption. And so I just think that this is a continuation, unfortunately, of a very long story of compromised politicians and corruption that we've seen in South Africa.
Are we in danger of a tax revolution? I'm getting a few messages asking why we still pay tax. Can't we pay it to somebody of repute who will use it for the right things?
I think there are many people who are absolutely fed up at the idea that they are paying 20, 30, 40% of their hard-earned income only to find out that it's being used on things like fumigating cockroaches for a quarter of a million rand and installing new kitchens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, any person, including myself, who pays taxes, should be outraged by these revelations. I think with about a year to go now before an election, it is very important that we actually channel this energy towards fixing the problem at its root. Because at the end of the day, whether you're interested in politics or not, this kind of story makes it clear that politics is interested in you. And the sustainable solution here is to channel this energy into a change of government next year to make sure that we send a clear message, at the very least, to the people who are currently in power and doing this, that this kind of abuse can no longer be tolerated. I think all the signs are there. The ANC is often below 50%. If we look at reporting on opinion polls at the moment. And so it really is all to play for next year. If we mobilize and all turn out to vote, we really can change this government. And I would say we really must change this government because it cannot go on like this where the people who are causing load shedding are then using our tax monies to buy generators for themselves.
Absolutely right. And I'd love your thoughts on that. That was Dr. Leon Schreiber, who is the Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister for Public Service and Administration at 7:30.